The word of God given to us today is Acts chapter 28, verses from 11 to 14. Allow me to read the words of God. After 3 months, we put out to sea in a ship that had wintered in the island. It was an Alexandrian ship with the figurehead of the twin gods, Castor and Pollux. We put in at Syracuse and stayed there 3 days. From there, we set sail and arrived at Rhegium. The next day, the south wind came up, and on the following day, we reached Puteoli. There we found some brothers and sisters who invited us to spend a week with them, and so we came to Rome. Amen. After a disaster at sea, driven by the deadly storm of Northeaster, Paul arrived at Malta Island and greeted a new year there for the first and last time in his life. 3 months later, as soon as the ban on the voyage across the Mediterranean Sea was lifted, Paul set sail again. Paul left Malta Island for his final destination, Rome. What would have happened if Paul did not leave the island that winter and settle there for a more comfortable rest of his life? The acts of an old man, no different than other people, would never have been recorded in the Bible. And there would be no reason that we need to follow his deeds, transcending 2,000 years of time and space. Paul became the unchanging role model for our faith, because he never had hesitated or stepped back when he had to leave. Life is continued departure. How come we greeted today? That's because we left yesterday. If someone failed to leave yesterday, it would be the two cases. First, that person might still stick to yesterday. If you clung to yesterday, there would be no today, even though you live today, because your time and thoughts stay in yesterday. For those who have no today, there surely is no tomorrow. Paul testified as follows. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. A Greek word, katargio, translated to take away, means to completely discard something so that it can never be used again. To become a man, you should put away the way you used to think and do in your childhood and depart. Otherwise, you could not avoid the childishness throughout your life, even after you became an adult. Those who left yesterday earn today and tomorrow, and those who depart from the childhood can grow and become a mature man. The other case that applies to those who fail to leave yesterday is death. If someone died yesterday, the clock of the dead man stopped yesterday. If the life clock stopped, you can never depart from yesterday. The life clock of those who died today stopped today. For them, there's no more tomorrow. If the life clock stopped today, you could never live today. However, a dead man could not stay dead. The deceased, whose life clock stopped and can never leave the time, should leave the world forever. As such, men are supposed to live again and again from birth until they die. Pure life, sound mind, and glorious fame all nest on the life of man who live today's selves day by day. All of the human problems, after all, are caused by the obsession by which you hesitate to depart from today's self. As leaving is important, how you will leave also matters. The scene when Paul left Malta Island 3 months after the shipwreck was testified in verse 10 that we have looked already. They honored us in many ways, and when we were ready to sail, they furnished us with the supplies we needed. People at Malta Island took a full care of the food and accommodation for Paul and his company for 3 months. Not only that, they furnished Paul and his company with necessary supplies. The people of Malta missed Paul that much for a reason. When Paul was shipwrecked on the island, father of Publius, the chief official of the island, was sick from fever and dysentery. After Paul cured his illness, people with incurable diseases continuously visited Paul, and Paul cured all of them in the name of the Lord. At the time, Paul was not young and energetic, but was an old man approaching toward the end of his life. Paul, who was fighting with diseases throughout his life, couldn't drink or eat for 14 days due to the deadly storm of Northeaster. Jumping from the Alexandrian ship, grounded on a sandbank, into the cold winter sea, he had to cut through the rough waves to get to Malta Island. On the island, he needed to suffer winter shower and cold weather. Paul lost his strength, which already was not good from illness. So it was natural for him to try to recover his health for 3 months' stay on Malta Island. The final journey was waiting for Paul to stand on the court of the emperor. Paul, however, did not take care of himself. He instead took care of the sick people continuously visiting him. Paul generously shared his life, time, and faith with them. Through such Paul, the power, life, and grace of the Lord permeated them. It was nothing strange at all that people who had watched and experienced the fact devotedly cared for Paul and missed him when he left the island. If the old Paul was busy taking care of his own well-being, regardless of others during his stay on the island, Maltons would have been delighted by his departure. The Second Chronicles leave testimonies that attract our attention when it delivers the death of kings, that is, the departure from the world. Jehoram was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years. He passed away to no one's regret and was buried in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings. Israel was divided under Rehoboam, son of Solomon, into South Kingdom and the North, meaning Judah and the Kingdom of Israel. Jehoram was the fifth king of the divided Kingdom of Judah. He reigned over the Kingdom of Judah, holding the three powers. How many people would have been around him while he was alive? But when he breathed the last breath and his time stopped, there was no one who would miss him. No one in the world missed or mourned his death. People had never even buried his body in the tombs of kings, like he deserved death. On the contrary, the testimony about the 13th king of the divided Judah, Ezekiah, on the Second Chronicles, was quite different. Ezekiah rested with his ancestors and was buried on the hill where the tombs of David's descendants are. All Judah and the people of Jerusalem honored him when he died, and Manasseh, his son, succeeded him as king. When the breath and time stopped for Ezekiah, people placed his body in the highest place of the tombs and paid respect. The testimony of the 16th king, Josiah, is even more mournful. So they took him out of his chariot, put him in his other chariot, and brought him to Jerusalem, where he died. He was buried in the tombs of his ancestors, and all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for him. Jeremiah composed laments for Josiah, and to this day, all the male and female singers commemorate Josiah in the lament. These became a tradition in Israel and are written in the laments. Men and women of all ages mourn the death of King Josiah. So Jeremiah, the prophet, wrote a song for him, and people sadly sang the song. Likewise, the testimonies of the Bible and Jehoram and Ezekiah are totally different. No one cared for Jehoram, whose life clock stopped, because he lived only for his own desires through the power given by God. On the contrary, Ezekiah and Josiah were respected and honored and missed by people because they used what was given to them by God for the people as the guard of God. Life never stops, and leaves. What about us? We greeted a new year 21 days ago. Then did we truly live last year 21 days ago? Although it's been 21 days since the beginning of the year, is it not true that our body and soul stay still last year? For us who cannot depart from yesterday, will today and tomorrow be possible? If we hesitate to live yesterday's selves, our thoughts and deeds will remain childish, even when we age every year. Although we breathe to live, we die as much as we took breath. And at the moment when we breathe the last breath and the stops, the present continuous process of our life ends. The moment that we have no more time to live and have to leave the world forever is death. Then how people would react to our death or our departure? Would no one care for us when we leave the world like Jehoram? Or how many would mourn our death like Ezekiah and Josiah? We all know the answer already. If you use your belongings and had lived for yourself, you would have to leave the world without having anyone to care for you. If you are those who willingly use their own belongings for others, people would definitely pay respect and honor you and mourn your death. Needless to say, you will be well aware of which life you should pursue as Christians. In verse 11 again, after 3 months, we put out to sea in a ship that had wintered in the island. It was an Alexandrian ship with the figurehead of the twin gods Castor and Pollux. After 3 months, Paul put out to sea in a ship that had wintered in the island. Like mentioned last time, even before Paul set his foot in Malta, God had prepared another Alexandrian ship at that island for Paul, who was to leave 3 months later. That it was from Alexandria, like the ship that had shipwrecked, tells us that this ship also was one of the huge cargo fleet that ferried grains of Egypt from Alexandria to Rome. As I talked, Paul and his company were not alone on board the ship. All of 276 passengers who were on the Alexandrian ship, which ran aground, got on board another Alexandrian ship, which anchored at the island. Among them, there were the owner of the ship, who lost the whole Alexandrian ship, captain, and the cargo owners, who had to throw everything away into the sea. Those who lost everything got together on board the Alexandrian ship, which safely wintered in Malta. How would they feel at the time? The stranded Alexandrian ship was the vessel that Paul and his company transferred from Myra in Lycia. The Alexandrian ship met with a wild gale upon its departure for several days and moved along the coast with difficulty and came to a place called Fair Havens, Crete. As the time was when the winter ban on sailing was soon approaching, it was like a dangerous gambling to set sail right at the time. Paul warned against the risk of sailing and advised to spend the winter at Fair Havens. But the ship owner and cargo owners did not listen to him carefully. They decided that Phoenix, the largest port in Crete, would be safer to keep their ship and property through the winter than the smaller Fair Havens, and recklessly took risk of putting out to sea in the cold winter. They thought the distance of 65 kilometers between Fair Havens and Phoenix was short enough to bear even if the winter storm blew. Because they failed to leave themselves of yesterday, stuck to their belongings, they also weren't able to accept themselves of today when the winter sail ban started. The outcome, however, was miserable. They lost the ship, the cargoes, and everything from the deadly storm of Northeaster. They ruined themselves consequently in gambling of sailing in winter. If Paul was not on board the ship, their life clock would have stopped in the deadly gale of Northeaster. Even before the foot of Paul arrived at Malta, the ship that anchored at the island was also one of the Alexandrian fleet. But the captain of the ship was totally different than that of the stranded ship. As the time to ban on winter sailing approached, he stopped sailing and stayed at Malta for winter, even though Italy was near there. Captains of huge vessels at the time were paid with some share of the profits they could earn from sailing. How much cost would be spent for at least 3 months of winter on the Mediterranean with all the sailors? The captain would have to avoid spending winter on the Mediterranean for him to maximize his share. But the captain did not push ahead and took risk of gaining more profit despite the winter ban on sailing, even though the distance to Italy was not far. He went with the flow and called at Malta to stay there during the winter. Thanks to the captain, the ship owner did not lose his ship despite the deadly storm, and the cargo owners on board the ship also were able to keep their cargoes safe. What matters is that those who lost everything from the gambling of sailing in winter for their own desires, despite the risk, rely themselves on the ship of the captain who anchored the ship at small Malta and kept everything safe and left the island together. How embarrassed would the ship owner and captain who ruined themselves by the winter sailing feel in front of the captain who followed the flow and kept everything safe? How much would the cargo owners who lost every cargo they owned by the deadly storm regret what they agreed to? The Alexandrian ship, which left Malta, can be referred to a small representation of the world. On the ship, there were two different categories of person. The first category is to follow the flow, and they are Paul's, his company, and the captain of the ship. The only difference would be that Paul and his company follow the flow in words of God, while the captain follow the principles of nature. The other category of people is captain, the owner and cargo owners of the stranded Alexandrian ship. They went against the flow to set sail in winter and ended up losing everything and ruining themselves. We need to pay attention to the fact that those who follow the flow took care of the people who ruined themselves by the gambling of winter sailing, so that they could leave for Rome. The world is like the Alexandrian ship. There are those who follow the flow and those who don't. The time of those who follow the flow wouldn't stop. The flow goes like a river, and those who follow the flow always live yesterday and today so as to greet themselves of tomorrow. That is why those who follow the flow get deepened and more miraculous in their faith and thoughts day by day. Those people could avoid being obsessed with what they had and instead care for people using what they had. On the contrary, the life of those who go against the flow is fundamentally like gambling, regardless of the look outside. Going against the flow is to fix yourself to yesterday and makes you be stuck to yourself and spend a new today and tomorrow meaninglessly and recklessly. Therefore, those who take responsibility for this world are also those who follow the flow. Those who go against the flow might be able to physically enrich themselves, but this world can only be renewed by those who follow the flow in the words of God. Only those who can greet themselves of a new tomorrow, departing from those of yesterday, via today. The Alexandrianship of the scripture, which left Malta Island, can be a symbol of our death, our departure from the world, in other words. The Alexandrianship that wintered in Malta left the island. Although it was only 3 months that Paul stayed with Maltans, they missed Paul and even furnished him and his company with supplies necessary on the ship. The ship owner, captain, and the cargo owners might have paid their respect to the captain who safely kept the ship and cargoes following the flow. But there would be no one who would like to appreciate those who risked a winter sailing and thus ruined their life. Which one would you become when leaving this world, like the ship leaving Malta Island, the former or the latter? Days that God created never stop at once. Today must be gone, and there is tomorrow for sure. That is the flow and principle of God. Faith is a continued journey where we follow the flow of God in the words of God and depart from today's selves day by day. For those who stopped at yesterday can never have today, and those who do not live today cannot greet tomorrow. Even if someone earned a fortune by any chance, the life could fall into gambling when there is no tomorrow. Let us all follow the flow in the words of God and begin the journey of faith, leaving ourselves of today, every day. Like Paul, who confessed, "I die every day." Let us depart from ourselves, obsessed with today, every day, so that we can become the Paul at Malta who cared for people with what he was given by God despite the old age and illness. Then God will definitely plant us in a new tomorrow every day with his whole heart. And no matter how we are trivial, he will make us as the captain of the Alexandrian ship for this time, so as to take care of the people who are wasting their lives against the flow. Consequently, when our life clock stops, we will blow a whistle and pleasantly leave this world with no regret at all toward God, who will plant us in his everlasting kingdom with his whole heart and soul. Let us pray. As Jesus left the throne of God, he became the gospel in this land. As Jesus was died on the cross, he was resurrected in 3 days and became Christ of resurrection. As Jesus rose again from this land, the Holy Spirit came down to us. We thank you that Jesus showed us how to live and we realize faith as a continued departure. Let us all follow the flow in the words of God, and thus begin the daily journey of faith to leave ourselves of today. Through leaving ourselves obsessed with today every day, let us become the Paul at Malta who cared for people with what was given by the Lord. By leaving every day, help us greet a new day every day, which was placed by God with your whole heart. As there is no tomorrow when we don't leave today, help us not forget even the fortune would mean nothing but gambling. So may our lives, departing every day, following the flow, be the light of truth and get those who go against the flow stand upright. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.